Welcome to the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast with co-founders and hosts, Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak. Each week, we tackle another tough topic to help professional divorce coaches maximize client impact and cultivate thriving practices. We also want to spread the word about the expertise and value that certified divorce coaches bring to the table. At DCA, we are committed to ongoing learning and we value generosity among divorce coaching professionals. We believe that when one succeeds, we all succeed. Welcome back to Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. Today, we are talking about the all-important subject of making money as a practicing professional divorce coach, aka making your first 10K. For many newly trained divorce coaches entering the field, hitting your benchmark in regard to income is the difference between a coach continuing to pursue and build to their practice versus those who feel they need to leave the field to meet their monetary needs, right? Nobody's doing this for free. And as such, we want to focus on the importance and significance of relationships and referrals in building your practice and hitting that extremely important benchmark, right? For many, that is making the first 10K, the difference between whether you're sticking around or you're heading out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got to make money. You know, so many people either are coming out of divorce and taking this on as a career, which I did, or they are leaving maybe family law and want to move into coaching. They're leaving another profession and want to move into coaching. So they're looking to replace some income they already had. And in order to stay in the profession of divorce coaching, they have to hit some benchmarks. So, you know, we have these three pillars at Divorce Coaches Academy: client impact, business success, and advocacy.
Yeah. And I know we really want to focus on the importance of client impact, right? Because we know that you can spend a tremendous amount of time and energy and money building your website, creating social media, right? Building these sort of really kind of shiny bells and lights and
hiring a business coach to hiring people to get Instagram followers or optimize your hashtags or running Google ads, all those things.
Right. Which those things are, I'm not going to deny that can be helpful, but when you're first starting out in your practice, right, they require a tremendous amount of time and money where hitting that first benchmark of that 10K might not be generated directly from those, you know, things such as paying for marketing and social media. Really, the true ability to build your practice or to get the income that you need right as you're starting is how much value your clients derive from the work that they're doing with you. And how do you convert your relationships and those clients, those even if it's one or two clients, how impactful they are for continuing to build your practice.
Right. And one-on-one coaching, one-on-one is where we start. It's not with a book. It's not with a group program. It's not with an online course. If you really want to get 10K out of the gate, start with one-on-one coaching. So yeah, we have a great course in the on-demand library called Grassroots Marketing. And that's where we truly believe you can launch yourself for less money and more quickly. And what does that look like? It looks like talking to your massage therapist, your hairdresser, at the PTA meeting.
Yes.
Just spreading the word. Really, you are selling your service anytime you talk about what you do. When somebody says, "What do you do?" that little elevator speech that you have prepared, which is, "I help people who fill in the blank go from this to this," or whatever your elevator speech is, what you're saying is, I have the medicine that cures this problem. Yeah. And that's where we talk about selling is helping. Yeah. And so have that little tidbit, something really short, not long, not complicated, not the ABA definition of it's a flexible blah, 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 right?
Yes. Yeah.
I help women who are financially dependent and scared.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to recognize that you are your brand, right? So there's this quote by Jay Danzi that I love, right? Your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. How you leave others feeling after having an experience with you becomes your trademark. And I think we underestimate the value of our presence, our ability to communicate that message, our reach. And as you said, Deb, it might not be, you know, going after the attorneys, right?
Right.
It might be reaching individuals in a manner in which those people know a little more, right? These are about people, the individuals who might be going through difficulties in their marriage or potentially exploring the idea of divorce. They're sharing those thoughts with people before they're even accessing, right? We always talk about how do we reach people prior to them, their full engagement in the divorce process, right? Because of the power of what we do as divorce coaches is really sort of pre-engagement in the process, right? So that they understand what their choices and options are. So those are people who individuals are interacting with on a daily basis, right? Yeah. Not necessarily the attorney you're trying to win over and sell the value of what you do, which we already know what our value is, but it's how we reach those people prior to that process, prior to them getting to that step.
Yes. And let me share a personal example. I started working with a client pro bono, didn't charge her, completely free, while I was still in my training program, while I was still in the CDC certification program doing training, because I had mentioned to a friend who's a photographer who was doing my headshots, what I was doing, who sent another friend to me. And I said, I will work with you for free because I don't have my certification yet. She is my number one referral source. I bet every 4 to 6 weeks routinely, she says, look out, I probably watch for an email or a text from so-and-so. I sent her your way.
Yeah.
Or I just posted in this Facebook group about you.
Right, right.
She's my number one referral source. And that was a pro bono client.
Yeah. And that's really the heart and soul of grassroots marketing, right? Sharing that message and providing value for the individuals that you come in contact with in the hopes that that message will grow to a much larger population, right? Yeah. When I first started, I'm going to share a similar personal experience. When I first started, right, I was communicating amongst my own sort of social network, my friends. I was from New York. I was living in Florida at the time. I was letting people know that I was moving, in addition, expanding my practice as a mediator into the divorce coaching space. And next thing you know, I was getting contacts from California, in the LA area. And one of the reasons was, is a friend of mine who I had shared what I was doing in my training, shared my information with that individual and said, hey, you're going through a divorce. You might want to talk to my friend, Tracy. And she reached out and was one of my first clients, which then led to an extremely large amount of clients I had in the LA area. Now, again, I was from New York, living in Florida, and now I had a large contingency of clients in the LA area. And I became a national practicing divorce coach at that very time.
Right. So let's circle back to something else that we talk about. Another one of our pillars, a pillar is client impact. How do we ensure that that referral pipeline is going to be flowing? Just because a client works with you doesn't mean they're going to have a great experience or refer? How do we make sure that happens?
Right.
It's not just coaching skills. I'm going to come all the way back to something we hammer on in mentor coaching. That is the takeaway, the session focus. The client needs to understand the result they got from you.
Absolutely. Right.
So we've got to set that goal. We've got to set that focus. And then we've got to circle back at the end of our relationship and summarize the results so the client can go, wow, you're right. I did all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If all you do is sit in session is talk and talk and talk and talk, then at the end of the relationship, they're going to feel better, but they can't quantify it. And it doesn't really get them, they don't turn into a raving fan. What you want to create is you not only want them to have a better divorce experience, but from a marketing perspective, you want to create a raving fan. That's what feeds your referral pipeline. Yeah. That's what gets you your first 10K.
Yes. That value. And as you said, Deb, right? Establishing that takeaway. When we enter into coaching arrangements and agreements with our clients, they're setting their own goals, right? And so extremely important, right? We have the macro goal, right? When a client is coming in and saying, okay, yes, I want to make it through this divorce process in the most time efficient and most cost effective manner. And then they're coming in through sessions, and every one of those sessions then also has additional goals that are building towards that full goal. And it is extremely important when you're working with clients to be able to capitalize on that. As you said, developing the takeaway. So the client at the end of the session is not only walking away with their next steps, but they're seeing how the work that they're doing is moving them positively towards the direction of accomplishing their goals, not the goals of the coach, but their individual goals. And to be able to circle back to that, right? We do it a lot in our acknowledgement and celebration, but their success, what they were able to do, really highlighting and articulating their accomplishments, which then in essence, articulates the value that they had when working with you. Deb, you and I hear this all the time. I don't know how I could have ever have gotten through this without you.
Yes, without you, right?
Without you. So what does that mean? How do we use that?
How do you use that, right? So let me kind of back up, and I want to kind of go through what I think are the four most important things that are going to feed this referral pipeline for you to help you really start hearing ching, ching, ching in your bank account so that you can stay in this profession and continue to build.
Yeah.
One, have a good elevator speech so that when people ask you what you do, you can clearly and succinctly talk about, I'm a divorce coach. I help people do this. Okay. Yep. Very clear and short. Number two, when you get somebody on the phone for a consult call, know how to close the sale. We have a class in the on-demand library about conversations that convert, consults to clients.
Yes.
Learn how to have an effective sales conversation in that consult call. Number three, once you're working with a client, establish session focus. So at the end of the relationship, you can celebrate the progress and they understand. Yes. And then four, ask for the referral. When they tell you, I don't know how I would have gotten through this experience without you, ask. I am so glad. It was a blessing to work with you. Can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
If you know of any friends, coworkers, family members going through the same process, can I ask you to give them my name?
Yeah. Yeah. And I often feel that that's a step that we miss, right? That often we shy away from being the basically promoters of our service and asking other individuals to share their experience to promote our business, right? To promote the practice, because ultimately that is what it's about. If divorce coaches are not making income, right? It's an unsustainable practice. It might be a hobby or something somebody does on the other side, but it is possible. It is possible to be successful at doing divorce coaching and providing this extremely important and valuable service to individuals who are engaging in divorce. We hear all the time, right? Divorce coaches want to change the experience of divorce for their clients.
Right.
And being able to use our clients who have had that incredible experience with us to share that information with others, to bring it out into a much larger group of individuals who will then lead to your next client.
Yes, but it's a two-sided coin. Yes, you need to have coaching skills. Yes, you need to understand the divorce process. Yes, you need to be able to walk down that path with the client. You also need to be strategic about your business.
Yes.
Right? You have to be a confident salesperson, right? Yeah. And if you're having this imposter syndrome that's blocking you from asking for money, closing the sale in the consult call, asking for the referral, having confidence in your value, you know, then again, I'm going to say we offer a great opportunity. We have a case consult mastermind group where you can come in. We will help you process that. We know you have the coaching skills. If this other piece that's blocking you from business success is getting in your way, come in. Tracy and I will help you work through that because you've got to be a salesperson.
Yeah.
You have to believe in yourself.
Yes.
You have to ask for the money. You have to ask for the sale. You have to ask for the referral. But yeah, these relationships that you can build with people in your community, mm-hmm, at the PTA meeting, your dental hygienist, at the gym, at the yoga studio.
Yeah.
Get started with those. That's the snowball effect. If you start there, that's the key to your first 10K.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, just a small example of, I had a client who was referred to me in a company, and I've had 5 cases related to that one company, right? Mm-hmm. So even the extent and the reach of the work that we do with our clients, being able to use them to promote what you do, the value of the work is going to be the difference between making your first benchmark in terms of income versus not.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Is a website important? Yes. Does it have to be 27 pages? No. I know plenty of successful coaches that have a one-page website that says, call me to book a consult.
Yeah. Yes.
Get started with that. Throw it up. There's Squarespace, Wix, there's GoDaddy, plenty of them, or you can have a drag and drop, put a picture of yourself up, write a bio, put your phone number. Ta-da.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a validator. That's simple.
Exactly.
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
And Deb, I know you and I are both committed in Divorce Coaches Academy to ensuring that people are getting what they need, both in the continued practice and development of the value as in the client impact, right, in their mm-hmm. coaching skills, but really also that business savvy, right, supporting the skills that we need for business success, which ultimately leads into the advocacy piece, right?
Sure.
More people who are experiencing the value and work that they do with divorce coaches is spreading the word about the profession.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I want to wrap up again by saying, I think the focus should be your elevator speech. What are you saying to people that you're meeting out on the street and just in your social circles and your daily life?
Yes.
Learn how to close a consult call. Focus on that takeaway and ask for the referral. If you want to learn more about some of these, we have a class called Consults to Clients. We have a class on grassroots marketing. We did a previous podcast episode on what to do first when you get certified. And we did another one on business metrics. What should you be tracking in the beginning in your business so that you know what's working and what's not?
Yeah.
So we're trying to provide all the resources y'all need.
Yes,
to crush it. You know, we're your biggest cheerleaders. We want you to succeed. We don't want you to struggle.
Yeah. Absolutely. And to continue again, the professional, the recognition of the practice of divorce coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're here to help you. If there's a topic you want us to cover here that we haven't talked about, we have a lot of ideas, but we really want to focus on what you want to hear about. So shoot us a DM on Instagram, send us an email. All the stuff's in the show notes. We would love to hear from you. We are committed to your success.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
And we'd love to hear your success, right?
Yeah.
One of the things that we know is that we don't have a lot of data out there of practicing professional divorce coaches. So you want to share what you're doing, how you hit that first benchmark of making 10K and how excited you are about it. Please, we'd love to share that with our community.
We sure would. All right. Well, we will be back next week with more stuff that we hope will help you succeed, because that's what we're all about. I'll talk to you then, Tracy.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks for joining us for the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. It helps other divorce professionals find us and add to the conversation. And don't forget to follow us on social media to be the first to know when we add new classes and events. We'll be back next week with another topic to help you maximize client impact, create a thriving business, and promote the value of professional divorce coaching.